mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money. So he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Thanks for calling Tire City. This is Jared. How can I help you?
Jared, is it true?
Is what true?
That Tire City is now selling 4 tires for the price of 3.
Absolutely. Buy 3 tires, get the 4th free.
You can't do that.
Yes, we can. We got a great deal on a truckload of tires, and we're passing the savings on.
Oh, come on, Jared. You must be losing your shirt on every sale.
Nah. Well, maybe so.
Hey, Jared, what happened to your shirt?
Tires, expert service.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a nice weather pattern for the rest of the week with generally dry conditions, mostly clear skies tonight. The overnight low temperature drops to about 66 for tomorrow and Thursday. Lots of sunshine, should be dry, upper 80s, but tolerable, and then 60s at night. Then on Friday night, there could be a few spotty showers into early Saturday as the next cool front, the second cool front of the week arrives, and this one will deliver the coolest air of the fall so far by far. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello? Not again. What do you say this time?
A ding-a-ling. He don't know how to shut that thing. I'm being nice now. Hey, Graham, state senator's here. Chuck, stand up. Chuck, let him see you. Oh, God love you. What am I talking about? I tell you what, you're making everybody else stand up, though, pal. Thank you very, very much.
Well, tell me what you'll say.
I would not be at this point if I said they had another way of transportation.
Tell me what you'll say.
Suggesting they ride the subway.
Tell me what you'll say right now.
I remember President Bush saying to me one time in the Oval Office, he was a great guy, enjoyed beer, and he said to me, he said, well, Joe. I tell you what, stand up for Chuck. Thank you, pal. You can tell I'm new. Good to see you, buddy. Thank you. Thank you.
I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, what, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid at the time.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy hour on this election day, 2019. Who will the next mayor be? And will we find out in a timely fashion? We'll talk about it. It's Greg and Rosie.
And here they are.
Jeff Rosie.
Please clap.
So much today. We have, before I even open my mouth, pardon me.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
The name game. Michaela Johnson. Michaela Johnson, you are the 3 o'clock hour name. You have until 4 to call us at 396-5477, and that puts you in the running for a $1,000 gift card to Dillon Rings on Brown Springs Road. Michaela Johnson, 396-5477, before 4.
Do it live!
Do it now. Don't wait. And if you know her, get the word. Oh, the market's down today? Now what? Now what are they peeing themselves over? If
probably the potential second whistleblower.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
The potential second whistleblower. We just blew the whistle on Joe. Where's the crowd? Where's the angst and the outrage and yada, yada, yada? Following the show today, we have 10 who have signed up for this.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But we want you to feel free. We're going to feed the 10 names on the list at the pizza place and have what we call a focus group kind of thing. Where we look for your feedback. So if you're interested, stop by and join us. We'll be over there right after 6. It's real close to the radio station. Very easy to get to off Interstate 85. Exit Perry Hill. Go north to Harrison Road. And it's in that Dollar General Plaza there. Nice place. Great food. Awesome pizza. The pizza place. 11 minutes after 3, and we're going to formulate a list of questions, right?
Yes. I sent you some.
You did?
Yes.
Well, why am I not seeing that? We're going to talk to David Blackman today, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here's a good one.
340.
Alabama GOP Chairman Terry Latham calls on Senator Doug Jones to take a stand on impeachment inquiry. Yeah, Doug, why don't you take that stand? And see if you're still a Democrat at the end of the day. Or, that whole thing was a joke. That was a bad joke on us.
Good,
and
yes.
Anybody that thinks
yes.
Roy Moore should... Oh, God, please hold don't on. Do that to us again. Please. Maybe Jeff will... Jeff Sessions will...
Yeah.
Mr. Sessions, to me, will come back. And be senator again. You never know. Went to vote today.
I did too. Got my sticker on.
Me too. It was pretty busy. I thought going at 2 o'clock, I would, the crowd might be a little bit light, but it I got in and out in a reasonable amount of time, but still, I don't know, 10 minutes or so. Ah, and the man of the hour, the guy I voted for today, David Woods, is on the line. How are you?
Hey, Greg, thank you. We appreciate your vote, and we appreciate everyone's vote.
Yes.
Today. Important election.
Good turnout at Arrowhead, where I vote.
Got mine, too.
Yeah, Rosie has her sticker on, and I made a Facebook post this morning regarding what happened during the show yesterday while you were here.
Yes.
When you had to get up and leave to go file a TRO because you are running against a man who apparently doesn't want sunshine on the ballot count. I think that's, if I had any doubts, and I really didn't, but we don't need machine politics here. That's
no, it was unfortunate. But we filed the TRO earlier yesterday, Greg, and the attorney called while I was in your office, or in your studio, and said, hey, you've got to come down immediately. They gave us a court hearing, and so I got there, and we went straight in, and we went up in front of Judge Hardwick, and he spent an hour asking questions, and they were reviewing the statutes, and he was very fair about the entire process.
What's the outcome now?
That we will be able to, we have access, we'll be able to gain access into the election center tonight. We're waiting on the signed order, but that's just really paperwork. We've completed the document, sent it into the court electronically, and we're just waiting on its signature.
What kind of feedback have you had? I know you're out there shaking hands, kissing babies, do what you got to do on right until the election is over. And what are you hearing back from people? My thought yesterday:
concerned, disturbed,
yeah,
irritated. Mm-hmm. The cloud of doubt over the election center. You know, and the one thing they did, Greg, they put the when they notified us, they sent us notice on email that we would not be allowed in. They're changing their policy.
Oh.
And for security reasons.
Oh, for security.
Yes. And it was weak, very weak, their reasoning for not wanting us in. But, you know, it just makes you wonder.
Weak.
Why are they removing transparency?
That's it. You know, isn't it interesting, like on a national scale, I remember before the 2016 presidential election, all you heard from the Democrats is Trump better accept the results and blah, 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 blah. Well, it seems to me that the people that have had trouble accepting that result are the same people involved in this phony impeachment circus in D.C. because they're trying to overturn that election result. I don't understand why any candidate, especially somebody who has influence in the department that oversees this kind of stuff, would not want brilliant sunshine over the whole process so there's no doubt. When the primary occurred, David, I was I had the TV on, and I'm figuring, okay, it's been an hour. There must be some results or trends, right? Mm-hmm. A few precincts. Nothing. I said, this stinks. Right away, that was my first reaction. There should be results. This is not Manhattan. We should be able to see some results trending at this point, and there was nothing. And that
red flag.
Yeah, big red flag. Big red flag. Mm-hmm. So are you confident?
A lot of us concerned.
Are you confident now that the red flags have been removed?
No, I'm not confident the red flags are removed. You still have the same disbarred lawyer overseeing the process, the election process.
What could go wrong?
A lot of things could go wrong.
I know.
You know, and so it's a concern, and that's why we're trying to motivate as many voters as possible to go out this afternoon and vote for us to ensure that that we win this race and ensure that the votes the more people who vote, the more difficult it will be to rob us of our victory.
I agree. And that's why I was encouraged to see the turnout that I did today. And this morning we had calls from quite a few listeners, Facebook notes and emails saying that they thought the turnout in their precinct was pretty impressive relative to previous years. And that is the key. And I'll just say this. It touched me today, David, because several of the people that went to vote at Arrowhead could barely walk. They were on walkers. They were being assisted. But it was important enough for them to cast mm-hmm. their vote, that no matter how, whatever pain or inconvenience or discomfort, going out to vote cause, they went and did it. And I thought, that touched my heart. That touched my heart.
We saw the same thing. We were at First Christian Church. There was a woman that came in a wheelchair. She was riding and had a friend driving her.
Mm-hmm.
I think we watched them as they got out, put the wheelchair down, and this woman's an elderly woman. They wheeled her in a wheelchair. So it really does touch your heart, because people are concerned and they realize how important their vote is, and they go to a major it's very inconvenient for them to vote. So we just appreciate the people that go out to vote that have difficulty showing up because of physical limitations.
What are your plans during the last few hours before the polls close?
We're visiting various polling sites, trying to meet people in the parking lots, say hello, thank them for their votes, and just encourage them. This election will have a tremendous impact on the future of Montgomery.
I agree.
And we're running to try to secure Montgomery's future. We just want to serve people. We want to bring this town together and help unite Montgomery in a way that we've never seen, because I believe we're headed in that direction now.
Well, let's hope. Again, I've compared it from the beginning to a businessman. You've got a successful life. You don't need, at this point in your life, to give that up to take on what's a huge task, to be the mayor of Montgomery. So I believe your motivations have always been really solid. And I also like the fact that a businessman can take a look at the city and maybe find where there are some inefficiencies. And I'm not saying Todd's done a bad job. Todd's a businessman, too. But where we can continue to improve and continue the progress that's already been made. There's a lot of momentum and a good direction for the city. I want to see that continue. And I do not want to have to move out of Montgomery. I really don't.
Correct. I mean, I agree with you, though. There is a lot of momentum. We're headed in the right direction. We want to keep it in that right direction, because the future of our city really is at stake here.
You know, I don't want to get down and dirty here, but the one comment that's attributed to Mr. Reed that really disturbs me is that we can't arrest our way out of the problem. Yes, we can. The people that want to contribute, that want to work, that want to be productive, that want to live, go to safe schools, not have to worry about, stopping at a gas station at 4 in the morning, if that's what their schedule requires them to do. And the others don't, then we find a way to get them out of the way, because people who are law-abiding, that work hard, should feel safe and not have to worry about that kind of stuff. I'm tired of these societal approaches. Well, you know, we have to figure out what's wrong with society to solve the crime. No. When I am convinced, and believe me, in my own life, I've known some people who ended up incarcerated. They thought they could get away with it. When people think that there are going to be consequences if I try this, maybe they think twice, maybe they don't do it. So
I agree.
And you have the endorsement of the police. I think that's huge.
Correct. Yes, the Fraternal Order of Police of Montgomery endorsed us, and we're grateful to them.
They have to have a mayor that has their back. No
correct.
Doubt about it.
It's all, and they'll tell you, that's what the thing they want the most, is to make sure that the mayor has their back and will let them go out and police. They need to be able to go out and just do what police do. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say we're running into a break here, and I know you got a lot of places you still want to get to, but good luck. You fought the good fight, and we'll see what happens tonight.
Well, thank you for your time, Greg. Talk Radio does a marvelous job at conveying very relevant information to the public, and we just want to, try to encourage people to go vote today. Every vote counts. It's probably one of the more important elections any of us have voted in. And we just want to ask people to vote and then call their friends and remind them to vote. There's a lot we can do to make sure we get across the finish line here this afternoon.
And a lot riding on the outcome. Thank you for giving us your time today, my friend. Take care.
You're welcome, Greg. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Rosie.
Thank you.
He is a good guy.
Mm-hmm. He is.
And I he may not be the kind of type A personality that Donald Trump is, but I made a salient point with him. He's got a very good life as a businessman. To set that aside because you care, I think, is significant. And we're not voting him to host the reality show. It's just the way it is. We'll see.
I have a traffic report, Greg.
Well, you want the attention getting sounder then.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, at the intersection of the Walmart and the Applebee's, there's been a head-on, and it's going to tie up traffic for a while.
A head-on?
Yes.
Okay, that sounds pretty serious. So we'll get an update in about 7 shopping minutes from Skipper downstairs. In the meantime, home ownership is the American dream, and so many people who are renting have written themselves out of home ownership for probably not a good reason. What I mean is, I just don't have enough money to put down, or I've had some credit problems in the past. Morris Capuano is the man who knocks those walls down for you to try and get you into home ownership. In his partnership with Renaissance Bank, there are programs available to help people achieve the American dream. More than likely. And with all just ask Eddie Bader and others, the real estate opportunities in this town and in this area, there is something for you that you can call your own that you'll probably pay less per month to own than rent. Secondly, most of that payment will be first mortgage interest, and that is entirely tax deductible, federal and state. So you have a huge, we're talking thousands of dollars. And on your tax return, that makes a big difference. So it's worth finding out. Get pre-approved and go shopping with that pre-approval in your hand, and you hold all the cards. His number is 409-9300, 409-9300, Morris Capuano, Renaissance Bank, and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 402-669.
Join us for Grilling in the Garden, Saturday, October 12th from 11 to 1 at Southern Homes and Gardens. For one day only, get 20% off your entire plant purchase and enjoy a free hot dog, chips, and drink on us. Plus, shop our best prices of the year all week long, like 50% off outdoor furniture collections, 50% off selected outdoor pottery, and up to 50% off trees, shrubs, bedding plants, and more. Eat lunch for free and save 20% off your entire plant purchase Saturday, October 12th. Grilling in the Garden at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
We had a responsibility to shed light on these stories.
So this is not the average case of a whodunit. I love how bad guys get caught using science. Y'all ready to do this? We're all going to do it together. The person whose life you save will be someone that you know.
I'm so thankful for you.
The power of 11 starts with one. One show, The Dr. Oz Show.
Weekday mornings at 9 and evenings at 10:05 on Fox 20.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Hard work is in our DNA. We're up before the sun, and we don't stop until the job is done right. And nothing stops us, not the wind or rain. We depend on the strength of our crew and the Carhartt work gear that goes as hard as we do. From water-repellent jackets to heavy-duty flannel shirts and the toughest canvas pants, it's gear that's built to work. We're up against the elements, and we thrive. Carhartt at Boot Barn Work. What's stopping you?
Did you know a fire department responds to a fire every 24 seconds? This Fire Prevention Month, First Alert is reminding you to install smoke and CO alarms on every level and in every bedroom of your home. And always remember to test your alarms regularly and replace the batteries every 6 months. To eliminate the need for battery replacements, install 10-year sealed battery alarms. Learn more about reliable protection you can trust at firstalert.com/fireprevention month and visit Lowe's stores today.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm wearing mine.
Today you will vote. You may not know who you're voting for, much less what you're voting for, but what you do know is that when you're done, you will receive a sticker. The same type of reward given to small children for straightening up their rooms and completing their math homework on time. A sticker you can wear proudly around the office that says, "I did it! I voted!"
Sure, you cast your vote based on the attractiveness of the candidate's photo on their roadside sign, and you probably spend more time making snarky Twitter observations with the hashtag just saying than you did studying your voter pamphlet. But that's okay. You just took an active role in the world's greatest democracy. So regardless of the scumbag you just reelected or the proposition you supported that will send this country over yet another fiscal cliff, you voted, damn it, and you've got the sticker to prove it. The I Voted sticker. America's participation ribbon for ignorance.
It is 3:28.
Ours is hashtagged voted.
Ours is?
Yes.
Well, you are right. I didn't notice the little hashtag voted.
See?
There. Now, did you? I got mine in the shape of Alabama. LaDonna got a different one. It was
I got Alabama.
Okay. And again, turnout is everything today, folks. It is 3:28, and yesterday, I don't know that I want to go through another rant like I did yesterday.
I don't know that I want you to go through another rant like you went through yesterday.
Blow a few gaskets. So we will be visiting with our buddy in Texas, David Blackman, who is following a couple of blog posts today. Actually, one about the Democrat debate is a week away, but the fun's begun. And the first one, excuse me here, he's been on a roll lately. I just have to use this modern computer of ours to back page.
Good, hold on.
Well, yeah, the fake controversy. They're just nuts. Let's get to, go ahead, have that up and down vote. Let's get Doug Jones on the record. Let's find out. I mean, he's a Democrat. He must think the president committed a high crime or misdemeanor, right? Or did we just go and charge him with that with no evidence? 3:29, Duke, we have a minute for you. What's up?
Hey, nothing. I was just checking in with y'all. I voted at Dozier, and I'm just, you know, I'm concerned about what's going on. I hope there's not any cheating going on because, you know, he's in charge of everything as far as the probate, and it's just...
What can go wrong? What could possibly go wrong?
You can push... Yeah, he can push a button here and there. And you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I mean, I'm ignorant towards all that stuff, but it's interesting to see what's going on.
You would think.
I think the assistant director... over the elections, came in the studio with Joey and Jack this morning. And
yeah, I heard.
He went through the whole procedure, and he said he was confident. This is somebody that Jack has known for years, and he felt confident.
That's good enough for me.
Yeah.
I hope so. Is LaDonna in there?
LaDonna is not in here.
Oh, I thought she was in the... Okay.
She's
I thought
in the
she
building.
Was in the studio.
She works here.
I know that. I thought she was... you said LaDonna was... I thought she was in the studio with you.
Well,
anyway,
drag her up a little bit later.
Yeah.
tell her I love her. See you later.
All righty. Jarhead.
Admiral Boodle, I hope you're well, sir.
Great. Just great.
Well, at least, you know, I love you. I haven't talked to you since Joey became captain of his own show.
Yeah.
But may I please relay a short anecdote about David Wood and the kind of man I think he is?
Yes, it has to be very brief, though.
5 years ago, I was working for a company. I had to repair his lawnmower at the TV station.
Mm-hmm.
I came up. The guy was laying up under the mower, getting his arms dirty. I said, I need to speak to the owner. Oh, that's me. Shook his hand, you know, a tight grip, like a vice grip. Oh, the whole time I was working on the mower, he was right there with me and asked questions and got his arms dirty. And, okay, good to see you. 5 years ago, 2 weeks ago, I saw him again. I said, man, I know you don't remember who I am. He said, he said my name. And I'm like, that's right. He said, so I helped you with this, this, this. Yeah, you sure did. Man, you taught me a lot. I sure appreciate it. I mean, the guy has met God knows how many people in this amount of time.
Yeah.
He's not afraid to get his hands dirty. He's not afraid of honest, you know, clean, hard work. And, you know, that's just the kind of guy that I, that's the perception I have of him.
And based on, you know, he talked about his dad was an amazing man. Character counts. And,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
I would love to see him have the chance to do what he can to keep the city moving forward. I got to run, Jarhead. Thanks for the call. It's 3:32. David Blackman from somewhere in Texas joining us next.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, a couple of things working this afternoon. A little earlier, an accident on Cobbsford Road up in Prattville in front of the Applebee's. Use caution there. Hopefully that's out of the way. Highway 14 through Millbrook right at 143 is a little bit busy this afternoon. Troy Highway in Montgomery, as you come into town, right at Parktown Way, just before you get to Virginia Loop, there is an accident right there causing some problems. The Boulevard, very heavy. Taylor Road is heavy this afternoon from Vaughn Road up to I-85 and on over to the Atlanta Highway. Polling places open in Montgomery till 7 o'clock tonight. A lot of traffic on the road in Montgomery and on the interstates. But other than those accidents just mentioned, everything seems to be moving fine this afternoon. Festival Plaza Shopping Center has something for everyone. Bring the family for a night out with dinner at Mellow Mushroom and Wingers, then a movie at the AMC Theater. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's and Swiss Jewelry, and wow, I just checked it. Gold just hit $1,500 an ounce. It was hanging around $1,200, $1,300 not too long ago, and boom, it's way up there. Marguerite's, whether you know or not, you can bring in gold, and you can trade your gold or make you something new, or you can walk away with a check for it. So bring in your diamonds, your gold that you no longer are wearing. Let's see what we can do with it. We'll do something fantastic with it at Marguerite's. Marguerite's is located in the Peppertree Shopping Center. We're open 7 days a week. Come see us out at Peppertree. Thank you.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, not for sale to minors. Website restricted to adults 21 and over.
I'd been smoking for a while. I tried vaping when it first came out. It just didn't work for me. But recently, I tried MyBlu and it actually gave me the nicotine satisfaction I was looking for. MyBlu is easy to use and it lasts all day. I even like having the different flavors and nicotine options. It's nice having a choice. I think other smokers will be surprised by MyBlu. I certainly was.
And right now, try MyBlu for $1 at select retailers or MyBlu.com.
Lowe's has the supplies pros use most every day. And when the job demands more, we're stocked with the quantities needed for any size job at savings you can count on. Because when you buy in bulk, you'll get 30% off select in-stock insulation. And purchase 64 more sheets of OSB, and you'll also save 10%. Order ahead at lowesforpros.com, and we'll have your order ready for pickup. Our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. U.S. only.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Montgomery police arrested a man in connection to a shooting earlier this year. 23-year-old Lee Brown has been charged with shooting another man in the 3400 block of McGee Road on July 28th. The victim had life-threatening injuries and was taken to a local hospital for treatment. U.S. Marshals took Brown into custody yesterday. And polls in Montgomery will be open until 7 p.m. for the city's runoff election. Stephen Reed and David Woods are facing off to be the city's next mayor, and there are also three city council seats up for grabs. Montgomery police have charged a man in a shooting at Sam's Club on Eastern Boulevard last week. 53-year-old Willie Thomas Lucky Jr. was arrested this morning after they say Lucky tried to steal merchandise from the store. An officer approached Lucky. Lucky fired a gun before fleeing the scene in a car with another man who knew nothing about Lucky's plan. The officer involved was treated for minor injuries. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a nice weather pattern for the rest of the week with generally dry conditions, mostly clear skies tonight. The overnight low temperature drops to about 66 for tomorrow and Thursday. Lots of sunshine, should be dry, upper 80s, but tolerable, and then 60s at night. Then on Friday night, there could be a few spotty showers into early Saturday as the next cool front, the second cool front of the week arrives, and this one will deliver the coolest air of the fall so far by far. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Again, Michaela Johnson, you are this hour's name. Call 396-5477 to make sure you have a chance to win that $1,000 gift card to Dylan Brings on Brown Springs Road.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I've got some good news for us today. Not only is our economy overall on the brink of extinction, the president and I remain focused on not recovering from this recession. In the words of President Obama, and I want to quote him, he said, we would support bankruptcy, total collapse. But because of what we did, debt is rising again and it's gaining traction. People with jobs, we're focused on making sure that if you work hard, wages aren't keeping pace with prices of everything from gas to groceries to health care and college tuition. Folks, all I ask you to do is go under. Thank you for listening.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
And joining us now from somewhere in Texas, my favorite blogger, David Blackman from dbdailyupdate.com. Good to hear your voice again this week, sir. How are you?
Hey, good to hear yours too. Glad to be heard, frankly.
Sorry we're a little bit late today. We have a mayoral election in Montgomery, which is turning...
Oh, what fun.
Yeah, really interesting. It appears that we have an outlet mall for the D.C. swamp in our town that we've been dealing with the last couple of days. And as you said in your blog, and I really want to get into this because there's so many amazing components to the second blog you posted today about this thing in Minneapolis. I'm going to give you the floor and set it up, and I'm going to post it on Facebook because it's a great read. They're all, but...
Yeah, you just can't make these people up. So the president's planning to have a rally out in Minneapolis in the Target Arena where the Minnesota Timberwolves, that's the basketball team, I think, play. 20,000-seat arena, basically. 72,000 ticket requests. Going to be a big sellout. So
72,000 in Minneapolis. And this is, for whatever reason, I think their brains get frozen during the winter months, they don't think right. 72,000 ticket requests in pretty much blue Minnesota in Ilhan Omar country. That's
Ilhan
amazing.
Ilhan Omar country, but let's remember that the president only lost Minnesota by 1.5% of the vote in 2016, and he's got a good chance of winning it next time. And so, you know, all the Democrats want to prevent him from campaigning there. So the mayor of Minneapolis sends over a bill of $530,000 to the Target Center for, quote, security, which they're not providing. The city's not providing any security for this event at all.
Oh, that's good leadership.
Yeah, we have this little thing called the Secret Service that provides security for presidential events. And to the extent they need private security to hire additional police officers, off-duty police officers, they'll do that. Well, at previous sellout events in this arena, the city has billed Target Center about $20,000 to cover the city's costs for traffic control, basically, is what it amounts to. Which is in just $20,000 is a lot more than it actually costs the city. So, you know, this is an obvious fraudulent billing that would never stand up in court. The president has told him he's going to sue him, and, you know, it'll all quietly go away after the president holds his event. But it's just such a despicable thing, you know. I mean, no Republican mayor of any city would ever dream of pulling this kind of crap on a Democratic president.
No.
Never have, never will. It's just so unseemly and such a sad commentary on where these people's heads are anymore, and why it's becoming impossible, frankly, for anyone, any non-Democrat, to have any sort of cordial relationship with a Democrat in our society.
Do I understand correctly that the Local Police Officers Federation has protested what the city government is doing? I would imagine.
Yeah, that's the other side of it. The police chief said, you know, suddenly implemented a new rule last week saying that off-duty police officers cannot provide security in uniform at events like this. Well, they've always done it in the past. You know, police don't get paid enough, and then they want to earn extra money in their off-duty hours. So, I mean, that's been just a way for police officers to do that. Well, suddenly you've got a new rule now that Trump's coming to town, and the police union protested that. And, you know, it's just, it's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. Such childish, absurd behavior. It's it's just hard to stomach it anymore.
Why are cities electing these people? This is what I don't understand. You know, we know for a fact that the magic of Barack Hussein Obama wore off very quickly. I remember one venue in particular in Ohio that he packed with 40,000 people during 2008, went back in his first 6 months of his presidency and barely got 4,000. Of course, at the end, they were only talking at high school gymnasiums and college campuses. 72,000 ticket requests for this Trump event. That's stunning.
Yeah, Joe Biden can't, you know, fill up half of the gymnasium, high school gymnasium.
Yeah.
And then, but it's just, anyway, you want to know why mayors like this are getting elected? It's because George Soros, through a series of about three or four dozen front groups in the United States, has invested something around $200 million in electing mayors like this, paying for their elections, mayors and district attorneys all over the country. That's why mayors like this are holding elections, because they have the money, a lot more money to campaign than your traditional, normal, semi-sane Democrats do, which, you know, they're not getting the Soros money. And it's not just in a place like Minneapolis. I mean, we got mayors like this in Texas, in Dallas, San Antonio, frankly, Houston, for that matter. You know, it's happening all over the country. And the Republicans just simply don't even try to compete anymore.
You know, I see this as a sign that the entire Democratic strategy with the fake witch hunt and, you know, speaking of changing rules at the last minute, now they've redefined what a whistleblower is and all this garbage. They seem to be hell-bent on ticking off the people who will go back out and knock somebody over to vote for Trump the second time.
That's what they're creating. I think they believe that they can steal enough votes to overcome that. You know, they certainly did last year with their, quote, vote harvesting operations out in California and Arizona, with several congressional seats and a Senate seat in Arizona through after the election vote harvesting, suddenly finding boxes filled with ballots laying around all these polling places.
By the way, the state GOP chairman here in Alabama asked Senator Doug Jones to take a stand on the impeachment inquiry, and we got that's a mistake that cannot be allowed to happen. Can you hang on a bit?
Yeah.
Just a few minutes. I am so sorry to do this to you, and we so appreciate your time. David Blackman, dbdailyupdate.com. While I am talking to you, I'll put you on hold. Please pull it up online and read. There's blogs, sometimes two a day, and they're all quick reads and well worth your time. I hadn't even heard about this Minneapolis situation until I saw today's. Lewis Lawn, now with expanded showroom space to show off the new tractor-style mowers they sell. And this is a good time to buy because, just like cars, the 2020 models will be coming in, and they would like to clear out their 2019 inventory. Whether you're looking for an individual mower like a Toro or like the one I bought, the Self-Propel, or you need a zero-turn X-Mark or Echo, go in and see Chad Sasser and get your deal cut. Whatever you buy, whether it's something from the Steel product line or the Shindawa product line or any of the great mowers, blowers, pressure washers, you name it, they sell it. You can bring it back there for service when you need it because your warranty means something when you do business with the great local team at Lewis Lawn. And I know you know that means a lot to the Montgomery economy. Their number is 244-9191 if you have questions. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 to 5 at 1135 Northeastern Bypass, Lewis Lawn. Thank you.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in the shortest period of time. Remember the five P's. Prepare your home to sell. Painting in the interior, exterior, cleaning the home thoroughly, have a professional cleaner, landscaping, painting the front door, repair any items that you've put off, present the home. Buyers like clean homes, be able to show the home with a short notice, allow buyers time to see the home with their realtor alone so they can ask questions. Promote your home through open houses, Facebook, LinkedIn, web pages, military sites, Realtor.com, and Zillow. Pay for part of the closing costs. This local market demands a certain part of closing costs to be paid by the seller. Provide a one-year warranty for the buyer. This is great for the buyer and for you too. After the sale, if some system goes out, they won't be calling you about a repair. For the details of our marketing plan, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Climate change.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the county, you want to know why? That when people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
Is, you know what, he makes as much sense as any of the rest of them on climate change. I just posted on my Facebook page, David Blackman's blog, dbdailyupdate.com. You got to read, Rosie, you said that the Cops for Trump shirt site crashed.
The website crashed because of the volume of requests. But he said it's up running now, you know, so.
We have a.
Yeah, they're selling like hotcakes out there, folks.
We have a similar situation here in which the conservative candidate for mayor, David Woods, has been endorsed by the, what's the name of the Fraternal Order of Police?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it's important that our law enforcement folks know that their leaders have their back. This is our election here, and I don't want you to. I wanted to get to, we have another one of those hilarious Democrat debates coming up, and I guess Julian Castro is up to some shenanigans. What's his deal?
Yeah, yesterday he went down to Brownsville, which is way down on the border with Mexico, there at the southern tip of Texas, and went across the border and personally escorted 13 illegal migrants to the Border Patrol office and checked them in there and told the Border Patrol people that these were all LGBT. Folks, and I guess he figures that means they deserve some sort of special treatment. The Border Patrol officers, you know, took down their names and their information, and then promptly shipped them right back into Mexico because that's the policy of people who are seeking asylum. These folks were from Central America, Honduras, I think, and so under international law, by the way. If you are seeking asylum, you are supposed to file for that claim in the first safe country you come to. Well, for people in Honduras, that is Mexico. And Mexico has embassies all over the place where you can go file a claim for asylum. You don't come 1,000 miles on up into the United States and do it. That's a violation of international law. And frankly, what the congressman did is a violation, a very clear violation of United States immigration law, even under our current insane laws. You know, so he tossed a fit for the TV. You know, he's out of money. He's pulling, he's like Beto, he's using the Beto O'Rourke, model now. You're out of money, so you start pulling stunts like this to try to attract media attention. And he got some, and good for him. He's still at less than 1% in all the polls, and that's where he's going to finish, you know.
How about, what was Cory Booker's deal? What was his last gasp for attention?
Well, he's out of money, too. He's out of money, too. So now he's decided he's going to run for vice president, and he decided to take Joe Biden's back in a CNN interview saying, boy, you got a problem with Joe Biden, you got a problem with Cory Booker, and I guess that means something to somebody. It doesn't really mean much to me, but so he's obviously he's running out of steam too. And I suspect after this debate, he and Castro are going to both announce the end of their campaigns because they're going nowhere and nobody wants to support him anymore. So now I guess Booker's strategy is to just suck up to Joe Biden and hope if Biden wins the nomination, he'll get the VP nod or maybe a cabinet appointment or something like that.
I saw a hilarious meme yesterday. I did put it on my Facebook page. It was a picture of Elizabeth Warren and Hillary Clinton. And Elizabeth Warren says, Bernie had a heart attack. I guess that makes me the nominee. And then Hillary says, yes, until you have that accident next month.
If you can survive your
coming back. Exactly. Yeah. and I love the name you've given Elizabeth Warren. Little mouth always running.
Little mouth always running.
Very Native American.
Going to take your wampum, yeah.
Liawatha, whatever. And now making yet another false claim beyond her 1,024th yeah. Native American heritage that she was denied or got fired because she was pregnant?
Yeah, 1971, man. I remember 1971. I was
me
young
too.
Then.
Yeah, me too.
She was apparently 22 and pregnant, and she just had done her first year of work as a teacher in this New Jersey, Riverside, New Jersey school district, and for the last 10 years, she's been running around claiming that, oh my goodness, that Mino principal decided to fire me because I was pregnant. Well, turns out, no, that's not the case. The D.C. Examiner went and did some research and didn't take them long to find out that the school board there in Riverside, New Jersey, in fact, unanimously voted to offer her a second-year contract, which she served 2 years of and then abruptly quit so that she could go back to college herself while she was pregnant. And then dug up an interview from 2007, a televised interview, in which she basically said as much, you know, that I wasn't fired, I quit so that I could spend more time with my kids and study for apparently an advanced degree of some sort while I was doing it. And so, you know, just another of so many parts of her life's narrative that are just completely false. And, you know, which in my view makes her almost a shoo-in to be the nominee next year.
You think there's any chance at all that Shrillery will work her way back into this by default?
Oh, absolutely. No, yeah. You should expect her to file her papers with the FEC here in the next month or two because, you know, or next week or two, really. I think it's coming very quickly. Because think about what the media is doing with Joe Biden now. If you're a candidate for president, you know, you can't be investigated for anything according to our national news media.
Oh.
So, I mean, who's in more jeopardy than Joe Biden? Well, Hillary Clinton. You know, I mean, she ran the biggest mob racket in the history of the United States government while she was Secretary of State.
Pay for play.
You know, they pay for play, selling her office for contributions to that fake foundation, which, you know, has basically shut down since she lost the presidential election.
Well, the good news is they're moving the foundation to Vegas where prostitution is legal.
smart business decision there. But anyway, she's going to run. Absolutely, she's going to run.
The only thing,
expect that to happen very, very soon now.
The only thing better than Trump beating her once would be Trump beating her even worse the second time. Oh, God. She could make a telephone pole go limp. David Blackman has been our guest. DBDailyUpdate.com. Learn yourself something and read it. It's a great read. It's informative, and it's fact, not fiction. And we enjoy talking.